Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 286.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 286. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here, as always. Thank you for listening. I always truly, truly appreciate your support. We got a great episode for you today. It was really, really fun. I just released the Improvisation Mastery Specialty Course inside of Jazz Piano School. I've gotten amazing feedback on it. I think it's one of the best courses, improvisation, or just courses in general, I've ever put together so far. 20 lessons, over 170 videos, everything regarding improvisation. And it's just amazing. And I actually learned a lot by putting this course together just because I was really diving deep into improv. And so what you're going to hear today is a little portion of left-hand comping strategies that I actually teach inside the course. And it's super easy to learn and super step-by-step and just broken out. And it's just like, it's going to be fast and just easy. And you're going to be like, wow, that's it? Because a lot of times what happens with our left hand is that it just kind of does whatever it wants, right? Have you seen The Addams Family? Did you see Wednesday? If you haven't seen Wednesday on Netflix, go check it out. It's really funny. But there's a character called Thing, and it's just a hand, right? And it's got a mind of its own. And so I always refer to our left hands as like Thing, because most of the time it's just kind of like, we don't know what it's doing, right? It's just kind of playing around and playing voicings and rhythms, and we don't really know what it's doing, so we don't have really control over it. It's got a mind of its own, right? It's a thing. So with these strategies, you can practice the textures that I give you, and I'm going to give you four very clear, distinct, specific textures you can use for your left hand. You can practice them, work on them separately from your right hand, and then slowly start to integrate them into your playing with your right hand, and you're going to be just blown away by the clarity and the ease of these textures and how you can start to integrate them at any level. I mean, even if you're a complete beginner, you can start to utilize these. If you are interested in the Improvisation Mastery course, just go to jazzpianoschool.com and click Shop Courses. You can find it there if you are interested in picking that course up. But besides that, I don't really have much for you. Everything's going really well, and I'm actually right in the middle of teaching the Improvisation Live Boot Camp, which is really, really fun on Zoom for the members that signed up for that. I have more plans to do some more live boot camps for anyone that's interested. You can get on the waiting list for those by going to jazzpianoschool.com. And these are live Zoom classes that I'm teaching, which is really, really fun. So you're actually, you know, we get to look at each other, talk to each other, right? What a concept. And I'm teaching all the students and recording all the videos on the spot, which is really, really cool. So I'm walking them all through the Improvisation Mastery course right now. That's really fun. And I'm going to be doing other boot camps, like a solo piano boot camp, voicings boot camp, things like that, styles, blues, so that I want to give students a chance to hop on Zoom with me and learn from me for an extended period of time. You know, it's kind of like private lessons-ish, where you're learning from me on Zoom. You get to ask me questions. You get to hear me teach. And again, these are master classes, and everything's recorded. You get live access to all the recordings for the rest of your life, and you get to work on all the elements that I'm teaching. It's fantastic. The students are having a great time. Everyone's making a lot of progress, so really, really fun. And the great thing about the boot camps is they're kind of short. You know, they're not like extended periods of time, so you kind of get this extreme focused on a particular topic for like, you know, 2 to 3 weeks maybe. And then you get a break, you get a breather, and you can kind of digest everything, work on it, continue to work on it, and rewatch the videos. Anyway, so let's dive into this podcast episode. Really, really fun. I'd love to hear from you if there's any podcasts that you're looking for or you have any feedback on podcasts. I'm always trying to make things better. Got a lot of new plans for Jazz Piano School this year. Still going strong, still motivated and inspired as ever to help all of you listening right now. So again, if you have any feedback about anything, please, please let me know. Just send an email to support@jazzpianoschool.com. I look at a lot of the emails that come in, and if I don't see them, my support staff will send them to me so I can have direct eyes on it, because I love hearing from you personally. I love responding to everyone personally. So anyway, all right, with that being said, let's jump right in. Here we go. All right, this is going to be fun, easy, and fast. And who doesn't like fun, easy, and fast, right? So the first texture I have for you is called the pad. And the pad is where I'm going to play a voicing on the downbeat of one and hold it for the entirety of the measure, okay? I'm just going to go through the chords here. I have all the things you are pulled up. I'm just picking a voicing. It can be any voicing you want, even as simple as just shells. You can just play your shells and hold them for the entirety of the measure. You can do inversions, right? Any voicings. They can be advanced voicings. Right, five note voicings if you are an advanced player. Now for the most part, if you're a beginner, you can use this on the downbeat of one, or if you're a more advanced player, you can play on the upbeat of one or the downbeat of two, you can switch your rhythm. But the premise behind this is that you hold it for the whole measure, okay? I'm gonna demonstrate what it sounds like to use my left hand just without my right hand first, and then I'll put my right hand in. Here we go. Super simple, right? All I'm doing is just playing voicings and holding them, right? This is going to create a beautiful pad texture for my right hand to improvise over, okay? Here we go. Here's my right hand. Right? Gorgeous, gorgeous textures. My right hand's doing some improv over top of my left hand, and my left hand is just holding on the voicings, right? Just holding on the voicings. So that's gonna be texture number one. Texture number two is what I call the conversation. Now, the conversation is where your right hand and your left hand are never playing at the same time. They're always responding to each other. So your left hand can start by doing maybe a comping rhythm, and then your right hand would solo, or your right hand can play an improvisational phrase and your left hand can respond. Now, it doesn't matter how many measures you choose to do this, but I'd recommend when you do practice this, choose a set number of measures. So maybe say, okay, I'm gonna improvise for two measures and then my left hand's gonna comp for two measures. And then I'm gonna improvise for two measures, then my left hand's gonna comp for two measures, okay? So it really doesn't matter. Right now, let's say I will do one measure each to demonstrate this so you can hear what the conversation sounds like. Okay, here we go. So again, super easy. You can do this as easy as you want, as little as you want, maybe just chord tones, maybe shells. But the point here for this particular texture is for your left hand, your right hand to have a conversation and go back and forth, okay? The next texture, texture number three, is going to be the set rhythm, the set rhythm. Now, this is where you pick a rhythm. I recommend not going over just two comps in a measure. So I'm gonna pick a rhythm and I'm gonna choose one and two and. So one and two and. So one and two and three, four, one and two and three, four, one and two and three, four, one and two and. Now I'm gonna keep this set rhythm going while my right hand solos over top of that, all right? It's very important in this step to isolate your left hand and practice this alone until it feels extremely comfortable doing this rhythm where you don't have to think about it, because essentially you want this on autopilot. Okay, so here's what this is gonna sound like. Okay, just like that. So my left hand was essentially doing one and two and. I was switching up the durations between the hits. So sometimes I was doing short, short, or short, long, right? So you can definitely do that for different types of textures, which is a really, really nice change to this particular method and strategy, strategy number three, the set rhythm, okay? Number four is going to be the doubled rhythm, the doubled rhythm. Now, Bill Evans uses this a lot. A lot of people use this. It's a great texture what's essentially happening is your right hand and your left hand are going to be locked rhythmically. So whatever I do in my right hand, I'm playing that amount of comps and rhythms with my left hand. All right? And it sounds really, really cool. It's very easy to do. You don't have to do it fancy or advanced, okay? I'll play very simply, very easy at first, okay? And then I will start to make it more advanced and show you what you can do out of this, okay? So here's a very simple version of this particular texture. Here we go. Okay, very easy, right? So I was just, essentially any rhythm that my right hand was doing, my left hand was doubling, okay? You can get very advanced with this. If your right hand's playing eighth note lines, your left hand has to double all the eighth notes, okay? So your left hand does have to kind of quickly do some comps, but it can sound really, really awesome. Check it out, here we go. Right, so you're kind of doubling as quickly as possible, right? Moving through all the different types of voicings. And again, if you do want to try to attempt to kind of do some faster lines, right? Triplets, you know, things like this, even eighth notes, right? I mean, and if you are brave enough to try some 16th notes at this tempo, one eanda, two eanda, that's probably getting a little ridiculous, but again, if you're at playing a ballad or a slower tempo, you can attempt to try that. But again, the whole kind of concept behind number four is going to be your hands locked rhythmically, and you can kind of start to do anything that you want, okay? So again, just to recap, we have the pad. Right? Just playing voicings. Just playing voicings and holding them. Okay, we have the conversation where your left hand and your right hand are never playing together. Okay, we have number three is going to be the set rhythm. I was about to jump ahead to the next one, the set rhythm. So your left hand plays the same exact rhythm while your right hand solos. Okay, and then finally we have the doubled rhythm where your right hand and your left hand are together. Okay, had a little fun with that one. But those are going to be the four textures you can easily use with your left hand while your right hand improvises. So you don't have to kind of think about what your left hand is doing or kind of have it just play random things on its own and kind of just let it go. Hopefully you practice those and integrate them. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll talk to you soon.